Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura here with one of my favorite guys on this Cleveland Browns team, the man of the hour, Big Play Gear. Scored a touchdown in four straight games, something a Browns tight end has not done since 1981. Big Play Gear, what is the secret of your success?
No real secret. The team's doing a good job. We're doing a good job of running routes. Josh putting the ball in good places, lines blocking. That's really what it is.
You're a very humble guy, and now you come into this season and you're known as, you know, being a very quality NFL player. You're known as being a wrestling aficionado. You're known as being a ladies man, as we saw in Total Divas. And of course, you are known as for being a movie buff. Now you're a fantasy football superstar.
I don't really worry about that kind of stuff. I don't really worry about labels or anything. I'm just going to go out there and do what I can to help the team.
So you went against a team in the Ravens that was struggling defensively, and then boom, right against the number one defense in the NFL. You guys still were successful. Multiple passing touchdowns. You caught two in that game. Did that give you some confidence, even though there may have been some hiccups offensively, that you guys could move the football, you could convert in the red zone, you could convert against one of the best defenses in the NFL?
I think we've showed that we can do a lot of stuff on offense. We were able, no matter who we go against, we're able to do a good job. We can move the ball, we can run the ball, we can throw the ball, and I think that's just a huge aspect of what we're able to do.
If Rob's unable to go this week, maybe E.J. Bibbs gets his first look this year. He was very good in the preseason. How's he been progressing? Because we don't get to see the practices. How's he been progressing?
I think
so
he's been
far?
Doing a good job. He's been taking everything in stride. He doesn't obviously get the amount of reps that you would get in training camp, but he's doing a good job. He's learning every day in the room, and he's doing a good job at it.
When you came to the Browns, Jordan Cameron was on the roster. That first year, he actually ended up going to the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. Did you envision this kind of ascension for you into a starting role? And what was it about the Browns that was so attractive to you a couple years ago?
I actually came over with Rob Jasinski. He was our OC in Carolina, and became the head coach. And he brought me over to Cleveland from Carolina. And so I didn't know what my role was going to be. I was happy to do whatever we could do. It didn't matter. And I think the only thing that made a difference is just the opportunity.
Now, when we talked to Josh McCown about your success, he goes back to Carolina. He says you guys used to play live every day in practice, twos versus twos. You were a rookie, and you guys used to tear it up. Do you have fond memories of those times?
It was a good time with Josh there. I'm very familiar with him. He's familiar with me. I think that helps too, because we already have a little bit of chemistry beforehand. So I think that just helps, because he knows what I'm going to do. He knows the type of player I am.
All right, we've talked about you wanting to get a touchdown celebration in there. You've now caught five on the year in the last four games.
And every one of them, we either have been down or there was a question, we didn't know what that was going to count or whatnot. So I'm not going to just do it. We got to be winning.
When you look at this from a stats perspective, and I know you don't care about this, and you've said that, so I'm not trying to drill on it, but it is remarkable that you've already had a career year in six games. There are two tight ends in the NFL that have more than 400 yards and five touchdowns. You and Rob Gronkowski, and that's it.
I think just the opportunity, being able to try to take advantage of it, I think that's a huge aspect of it. And I've always known I can do both, just wanted the opportunity. And I appreciate the Browns giving all the Titans the opportunity and keeping our room the way it is now. And just got to take a chance of it. That's all it is.
All right, we asked you before the season on the radio what the story would be for the Browns for a movie title if you were going to do that. Mm-hmm. At this point, six games in, what's the movie title for the rest of the season?
I'm going to go with the same one before, silencing the critics. We're always going to have critics, and I think we had them before the year by saying we can't do stuff on offense. We can't do this. They don't have these players. They don't have this to do that. And we've showed we have an offense. We can move the ball on any defense. And I think we've done that opportunity. We just got to be able to finish it out and get the wins, and then we'll definitely silence the critics.
Absolutely. You certainly have silenced. If there were any critics of yours, there should have been. But if there were, you certainly have silenced them. Good luck against the Rams.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This was the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford.